This is WSIU In Focus. I'm Kevin Boucher. Tonight at 6 at the SIU Student Center Auditorium, the SIU Office of Student Engagement and the SIU Student Center are presenting the Emmy Award-winning film, Just Like Me, The Vietnam War, The American War. And in our studio, the maker of the film.
My name is Ron Osgood, and I'm a professor emeritus from Indiana University, a Vietnam War veteran, and a documentary filmmaker.
You are a two-degree alum from Southern Illinois University at Carbondale. Can you give me the details and dates?
Sure. So my wife and I were both in community college in the Chicago area, and I followed her lead. She wanted to go to a four-year college. I wasn't that sure I wanted to do that, and we ended up in Carbondale. And I did my undergraduate work in what I believe was called radio TV in the School of Communications, and did a minor in cinema and photography. In our senior year, my wife changed her major from psychology to education. It meant that we would stay an extra year, so I went into the educational media program in the School of Education, and that's kind of where I found my niche. One of the things that I really tried to do in this documentary is to keep from using generic photographs or film that don't really match the exact scene. So, for example, if there's a veteran talking about a battle they were in, and you watch a documentary and you see battle footage, you have to decide, is that really the footage from that person in battle? So my goal in this was to do as little of that as possible. The photographs, I'd say 95% of the photographs are directly from the people whose stories are being told in the documentary. Because I did that, I had several scenes that I couldn't tell the story without it just being a talking head. And how do you visually make it compelling? And I hired an artist to do some hand-drawn art, which has some very simple animation that's a part of the story. The humanizing part is exactly what my tagline says, is that the goal of this project is to humanize the former enemy. And so if I can go back now to that previous documentary that I did, it was called My Vietnam, You're a Rock. And that was that was on PBS, National PBS, in 2011. And in that documentary, there was a man that I interviewed. He was an American Army soldier who in 1968 had been in country for several weeks when the Tet Offensive, these huge battles, occurred all around the country. And his unit was ambushed, and there was a firefight that broke out. And after the battle was over and the enemy, the VC, ran off, his unit was getting their stuff together, treating some wounded, and getting ready to leave before they got ambushed again. And there was a dead enemy combatant there, and so they searched his belongings to see if there was any intelligence or maps or things of that nature. And he found a little booklet in his pocket, and they thumbed through the booklet and found some papers. And so they were handwritten papers, and so they quickly called their translator over to tell them, what is this? And there was a letter from his wife that she had written to him and was telling him about the kids and missing him, et cetera. And a second was a letter that he had started to write back home. And of course, he never got to send his letter. At the end of this story, this American veteran says he was just like me trying to get home. And that story kind of was with me for a long time, and I decided to do the documentary based on that.
So this was the enemy, a dead soldier who was trying to kill us, but it really brings it home. He had a letter from his wife.
Right, yeah, the letter from his wife. And of course, Arthur, the American veteran, said, at the time, I didn't even consider him a human being. He was someone that would have killed me, and I would have killed him, and I didn't have any care for him at all. And almost 40 years to the month later, when I interviewed him and he told me that story, is when he reflected back on the humanity of this. Every time I watch the documentary, and it'll happen Tuesday night at 6 p.m. at the Student Center, I tear up at two different places during the story because I know the backstory, and it's just emotional to me because I know the emotion from the people that were in it. Their stories is what makes it kind of emotional for me. Also, there's two, in the documentary, there's a, again, right in the beginning of the documentary, there's just a very brief story about how the first kid from my neighborhood was killed in 1967. And, you know, we had graduated from high school in 66 and he joined the Marines and he was only in Vietnam for a couple months before he was killed. And I remember going to his funeral and I remember how hard that was as young men. And of course, I got drafted several months after that.
That was filmmaker and Vietnam veteran Ron Osgood talking about his film, Just Like Me, The Vietnam War, The American War. And you can see the film tonight at 6 p.m. at the Student Center Auditorium, sponsored by the Office of SIU Student Engagement and the SIU Student Center. For WSIU In Focus, I'm Kevin Boucher.